What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, second hour starting out. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Real quick, star tournament update. All right, tagged redfish. There's two of them. Weighed in the red tag division, two in the blue tag division, two have passed polygraphs. Gary Mershon with of Houston, Marina Bay Harbor, he weighed in, and that was a red tag. And a blue tag, Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Surfside Marina, he weighed that one in. Those are on the board with great prizes awaiting them. And looking at real quick, Sheephead 99 and Ricky Rangel of Houston. He weighed that in at Linda's Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle. And Justin Morrison of Lumberton Sportsman Supply, 6-1 on a gaff top. Black Drum, Sue Lee, 11 pounds, 10 ounces of League City. Weighed that in at Sportsman Supply. And offshore, one fish weighed in so far, a ling or cobia, whatever you want to call it, 56 pounds, 15 ounces, Danielle Grunewald. And looking at Sheephead on the Star Kids, looks like a 9-year-old caught a 6'3 from Port Mansfield. And that's Caroline Kennecke. And Gafftop looks like Cohen Fackney of Corpus Christi Roy's Bait and Tackle with a 5'10. Star Teen Sheephead, a 9-pound, caught by Levi Claiborne, 11-year-old of Pearland. And Gafftop, 5'10", Hunter Morrison, 14 years old, of Lumberton. Okay, that's Star Tournament update. All right, let's get over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Mr. Jeffcoat, what's up, man?
Hot, muggy, and...
Yeah.
But I like
in the mornings, and, you know, later in the days it burns off, it's better, you know?
Yeah,
in the mornings, it's
absolutely
so sweaty, and all your windows are fogged up. It's crazy.
Yep, exactly. Well, they're catching some big old sheepheads, huh?
Yeah, well, and it's not over yet. Somebody will find some really big ones. And
you're pushing 10 pounds, though. That's
that's some big old sheep.
Yep.
Look at those drum, man. 11-10, 11-2, 11-3s. There's a bunch of big ones weighed in.
Yeah, and what is the...
limit on drum?
What's a
15
regulation?
30. 15 to 30 is a slot on black drum.
Oh, they'll crush that for it's over with.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember last year there was just a toad weighed in for black drum that won it. I mean, it was
30 inch. You can get a 30-inch in there. He's gonna be a heavyweight.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, all's good. Just can't stay up much Astros. I mean,
I know them late games are killing me. I guess they won last night. When I went to bed, it was 1-1, and Doobie hit another home run. We need to leave him
really?
In that park over there. That's where he grew up playing. So
that game, that last home game, that was something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
good stuff. I saw that interview with him and the redhead. He just don't have a lot to say. I mean,
who, Dubon?
Yeah.
No, he was, that was Father's Day, and he was all excited.
Yeah, he was kind of emotional.
Well,
yeah.
He was preoccupied looking over towards his kid, you know, and his newborn. But I like that guy. I always have.
I'm going to tell you what, he's an athlete.
Yeah, he is. He can play anywhere. Just put him in.
Anywhere.
Coach.
Just put him in. Put him in, Coach. That's cool.
I'll tell you a ball game that I watched yesterday evening was that LSU and Arkansas game. Man, what a game in a College World Series.
I didn't make it to the end.
Watch the ninth inning. The ninth inning will blow your mind. That's I've never seen two swings like that in one inning in my life, you know, where just all the momentum went one way and then it turned back around at the end. That was a crazy game.
So Arkansas wound up winning or LSU?
No, LSU wound up winning. It's a shame somebody had to lose that game.
Yep. Tell you what, LSU is good.
Yeah, they
are. But they got the hands full coming, starting Saturday. Because I'm going to tell you, I watched it. That's the only game I've got to see at Coastal Bend.
You talking about the Carolina Coastal or whatever it's called?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them boys.
Good. I didn't get to see them play.
Oh, I'm telling you, I was so impressed. It's unreal. They, from top to bottom, good boys are. They're good. So we'll see what happens. But other than that, no, it's just wearing those sometimes rules now, you know. Go get them when you can right now. Try to get them early and get off the water. Because it's
what are you mostly catching right now, reds or trout or both?
Both. Yeah, they're still both. And, you know, even after that moon, which was kind of odd because me and a guy was talking about, I always sort of talk about it, but me and Brent Ballet, we talk pretty much every day. And them trout, I don't understand it. They had no eggs in them. Came up to that full moon, and I'm going, I'm not understanding this deal. So,
well, we've still got trout with eggs in them after the moon, but, you know, we had a pretty good spawn on that last moon. But, you know, they all don't do it at the same time. You know, they just spread it out.
No, they don't. But, it's just, I don't know the fish we're catching before that moon was, you know, done their thing, but
right,
it's kind of weird. But our trout are so fat. It's crazy how fat these fish are. You know, I catch one, I say, man, that trout's full of eggs. You know, clean that trout, ain't got an egg anymore. I'm going, they're living good, though. Even our redfish, they're healthy.
Butterballs.
Yep. But the Pogies pond was evidently awesome because everywhere I stop is just, and they're just 1 inch, you know, they're just that perfect size. And them fish are just, they are piling up on them and gorging themselves, you know.
Protein.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, man.
No, it's like finger mullet, same way. Finger mullet are just, they're just schools after schools of them, and them redfish are working on them. Other than that, about all I know. Like I said, just, you know, like rain kind of shifted our way yesterday, and you know what y'all have been getting in Texas, and I know y'all need a break.
And we could use it. We really could.
Yeah, and the problem I see is there's another hurricane developed over there coming into Mexico, and I don't know what they're calling it.
It was a Cat 3 yesterday. This morning when I looked at it, it showed it was a Cat 2 still. It's a hurricane, a major one.
Yeah, and it's going to push that, it's going to push that water right towards you, you know. So.
I know it. But, I keep seeing where something blew up down in South Texas last night. Somebody just sent me this. It's it had something to do with the Starbase, City, Texas there. You know, at Starship Flight 10, incident took place at the Massey's test site where engineers were conducting a routine static fire test of Starship 36. Just as the engines ignited, the vehicle suddenly exploded.
There's some weird stuff going on.
It is.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like poor old Marathon. They can't catch a break, can it?
I know it.
I never did. What happened on that there?
I don't know what happened. Never heard. There's too much going on to hear anything.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They focus on one thing and then something happens the other way, so just can't keep up with all that.
It is. It's hard to keep up with fishing, much less everything going on in current affairs.
No kidding.
And all the ball games.
Yeah, exactly.
I always enjoy that College World Series, you know, seeing those
absolutely.
Young guys and future ball players.
Yeah. The only thing is this portal deal, I just don't agree with it. There's too much, it's just like the girls' softball tournament. You pitch the same pitcher all three games in the finals.
I didn't know they could do that. I thought they don't have a limited, a pitcher.
No, girls don't. No.
I guess it's underhand and it's not, you can't get the severe injuries as throwing overhand. I don't know.
No, you don't. There's absolutely no strain on your arm underhand.
Boy, them old gals are some gunslingers, though. They can sling it, man.
Yeah, but the problem I have is the money that's involved with that. That girl for that, who was that?
For Texas Tech, that pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she got him $1.5 million to transfer to Tech.
Yeah. It bites for the school that originally went through, recruiting her and getting her, and then they lose her to money. I can see that,
Yeah, go back to old school. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I saw a deal yesterday where they've got 8 of them senators that's worth all this money now and $170,000 salary.
Yeah.
And they're going to investigate them. Well, investigate them, but you ain't going to do nothing to them.
No.
Investigate all you want.
That's it.
You open that door, is going to get huge on both sides. It ain't one-sided. That's a two-sided door. So.
We need some of that money in the fishing industry.
Yeah, we do. Look at bass. Look at the turmoil they're going through right now.
I know. They're going through some rough times right now.
Yeah. Old Davey Hyatt, I saw a deal on him yesterday. He said, let's go back to old school.
Yeah.
He said, let's take all electronics away.
Right.
Take navigation away. Let's just
remember
go back
when it
to
all
fishing.
Started back in, when Bill Dance and all of them were young and they didn't have any of that stuff. They were lucky if they had a flasher on their boat,
Yeah, exactly right.
They're running them old school boats. Remember some of those boats that just old Skeeters and Rangers and tubs.
I mean, my daddy had a stick steer boat.
I did too. I had a Skeeter like that. Remember the old Skeeters?
Yeah.
I had one, a green one like
that.
There
was another one. What was that other one? It was real popular too. It was a Ducket or something.
Yeah. What was that boat? Man, if you hadn't brought it up, I'd remember it.
There's a, I'm sure it's in more than one place. A Ducket or something. Skeeter was the original.
Right.
Then Ranger come along, but there was another one. Anyhow, there is memorials on Sam Rayburn. The last one I saw, and I was still young, but there was 40 people that had been killed on Sam Rayburn off of them stick steer boats.
Right.
Front end, you know, because you hit something, and that wasn't hard to do back in the day on Rayburn when all that timber was there. That people got thrown out the front of it and got killed.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Over 40.
It was that old cable steering on the rollers, you know, that's in that cable breaks. Man. You're done.
Yeah. You're done.
You're up there in the front, right. No kill switch. I mean, it's suicide.
No,
that was a suicide boat.
Yeah, they were.
I had one.
My dad did,
close
too.
Calls with my
well,
boy.
I did, too.
I went through a wave one time, and I mean, that wall of water hit me and just tore the chair out of the floor. And I was in the back of the boat, and the boat was going in circles. And I crawled back up front and turned the key off. I was lucky I made it through that one.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, there was a lot of times we was lucky. I can tell you that for sure.
Oh, yeah. We're still here.
Yeah.
The man has a purpose now, for us, I guess. I don't know, man.
I guess. You know, all the horsepower we have now and... Yeah.
Well, we got a lot better platforms under us and better steering and everything else. A lot safer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Equipment.
Yeah,
so much
I mean,
better.
I don't even. That's I'm still running a Verado, and I don't ever touch the steering wheel of it unless I have to turn. You know, I just sit back and let her rip.
That's it.
Cause she's gonna stay right on course.
Pretty sweet.
So, yeah, it is sweet.
All right, buddy. So, well, I got to roll out of here, Mike. Somebody wants to come over to Venice and fish with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, man. Don't catch them all. Save some for season.
We are.
I know you are. All right, buddy.
I move off of them. I don't sit there. I don't kill them. I don't kill all of them.
All right.
Anyways, later.
Later. All right. That's Mike Jeffcoat. Over in Venice, Louisiana. Well, folks, Rusty Hook Lodge. Are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:22 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to Tiki Island now and check in with Captain James Plogg. Hey, James, what's up, man?
Yo, bud, what's happening, man?
Nothing. Sounds like you're already out on the boat.
Heading to the grounds, buddy.
Can't get enough.
Can't stay all day if you don't go early.
Well, that's true, I guess.
That's like drinking. You can't drink all day if you don't start early.
Well, that's true, too.
That's actually breaking day, though, Mickey. You can see back to the east right now. I guess nautical daylight is whatever it is, 5:16, 5-something.
Uh-huh.
But, no, man, it's all right. It's been really good. I don't know how. This bay is so beat up, so nasty, so muddy.
Toe up from the flow up.
It's toe up from the flow up, buddy. But fishing's been really good, man. I don't know how we get away with it. We had some downwinds there for like Sunday and maybe Monday, I think.
Yeah.
We had a little open water deal going on that wasn't just totally trash, but there's so many fish on it, and it didn't matter. I mean, you catch, 25 to 35 fish by 8 o'clock, and then it got just trashed. And then we got another little gig. I think you might have fished there with me before, and it's pretty good. I don't know what day it was, day four yesterday.
Right.
Those mullet wrapped it up, Mickey, like I ain't never seen, but they were finger mullets, not just big horse mullet. All the size of Mariler, billions of them, dude.
Dang.
Just wrapped the big ones. And I said, dude, these things are here. And I think we caught one first cast. I said, dude, they were snapping, man. And we leaned on them until about 7 o'clock. We just left them. Pretty nice ones, We catch a couple 3-pounders, and the rest of them are just fish. But one place I was fishing, I guess, Monday, man, my fish were scattered. I mean, you peck around here and catch two or three, and man, something's different. I think about the tide or something. Dude, what happened? The big sharks pulled in right there. I mean, big ones and a bunch of them. If you hook a fish, especially one of them nice ones, you better wind on him or he's gone. And then the sharks are just on top doing shark stuff. You don't even have to have a fish on. They're just eating. And you'd see two together. I mean, it was a bunch of them. I said, that's why these fish are scattered.
Yeah.
They can't get where they want because
they're
so
ganging
many
up
sharks.
On them fish. Now the sharks are schooling on the schools, and that, well, that'll bust them up quick when you get two or three.
Dude,
sharks
I told Rick
Amati,
I said, look at that. There's two sharks, just free sharking out there, just eating
free
stuff,
sharking,
man. Free sharking, man. You don't have to have a fish on. But man, the whole bay's trash. The between the current and the wind, everything is muddy. I mean, the wading stuff. Even some of the wading stuff I checked on Tuesday, I guess, or yesterday, I don't know what day. It ain't even that good. I mean, I'm sure you can catch them because there's a bunch of fish there, but it's nasty, dude. Nasty. Just like today, they got it south at 10 knots, but it's probably blowing, what, 13, 14?
Yeah.
Right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's... You're just behind the eight ball. All the open water stuff that you could go do, you can't even touch it. It's just too dirty.
Yeah, everything I'm showing is 7 to 14, 11 to 13, 13 to 16, due south.
Yeah, it's due south for sure.
Yes.
For sure. But there's a couple of places, like, you know, that got better because the tide got a little different. You know, it kept getting later and later, that outgoing, so – couple of places I'm fishing, you can catch the end of that outgoing, and they're snapping pretty good. And then when it quits, they bite. And when it swings, you still get a little bite. When it starts running and that current comes smoking, it's hard to catch them, man.
Yeah.
And they don't go nowhere. They're just sitting right there. You just, I don't know if you can't get your bait right or they're done or whatever. But, yeah, those fish was eating them finger mullets because – my guys wanted to keep a few fish, and the ones that I cleaned had them. Hey, they're all about the size of a mariner, man.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect, dude. I said,
last summer when John and I went down and fished with Cliff, that's what we were fishing with those 7M topwater mirror lures. We're fishing big old piles and rafts of finger mullet like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's good. You know, Mickey Marlin, we get rafts of mullet here. They're just big old, you know.
Horse mullet,
and that was kind of unique. And there were so many, I was coming through there, you would bump them. You'd be just real slow rolling, bat, bat, bat. But man, I'm bumping a mullet.
Right.
All of a sudden, one pile on there. But color hadn't really mattered. Something, you know, something white. Dark colors ain't really been too good. Like that glow shrimp, sea shad, or glow little John with a chartreuse tail, or they got a little sea shad. It's got so much fleck in it, it makes it almost gold. I forget the name of it. It's got a lot of fleck. Something with some fleck. When the sun comes out, even though the water looks like garbage, anything with some, like a little fleck of some flash in it gets a little bit better.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, you're where they're at. They'll eat with probably whatever you're throwing. But dark colors, I put a dark one on. You still catch them, but you don't catch them as good. And then we had a pretty good topwater bite Tuesday. They ate top. I mean, they'd ate anything, but we had, you know, a bunch of bites on top waters, caught several. Probably ain't the go-to, but they ate them.
The top water's working better later in the day, later in the morning, midday.
Yeah, Mickey, when the sun comes up, I mean, in the dark, you don't get many bites on top water. As soon as the sun, like where you can see, or the sun sticks to come up, then you start getting them. The other day, we were waiting, and my guys are crushing them on tails, and it's dark. And I'm throwing a topwater, and I ain't cut a feather. And I just kept throwing it because, I mean, they're catching the fish. I don't need to catch that. I said, let me just see. And I'm waiting. Finally, you could see really good. The sun was just fixed to break, and I had a bite. And then I had about 10 bites, you know, right when the sun was coming up.
Right.
But in the dark, that was not a go-to, I promise you. Wasn't no good.
Well.
But we're sneaking it out. I mean, I wish we had good weather, but hey, man, you got to deal with what you got.
I know. You just got to work through it. It just,
yeah.
Sure would be nice to have some of those Chamber of Commerce days, you know?
Wouldn't it, though? Man, but there's guys need to catch a lot of fish all over the place. I mean, luckily, we got a bunch of fish. If this was 2 years removed, like 2 years ago, and you pulled
everybody
the same
be crying way, right now.
Buddy, you would be crying in your Cheerios, I promise you.
I mean, sir.
Getting your old six-piece would not be that easy. I promise you.
Six-piece, three-piece, six-piece, nine-piece.
But luckily, fishing's real good, so we're able to sneak it out. I probably average, and they ain't trying to be big time, but I'm probably averaging probably 30 fish a day.
Yeah.
You know, keeper trout.
Well, you should.
I don't know about all.
As long as you've been doing it, if you can't do that, you better go stick to golf, man.
Man, I ain't very good at that either. I don't know what I'm gonna do, man.
You're shooting some pretty good scores now. I'm proud of you.
I wish I could still play.
I had enough of golf.
Oh man, I wish you could too. We had some good times. It was fun.
I'd rather watch it. The U.S. Open was awesome, man. Hey, you don't hit it in the fairway, you watch everybody else because you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Hey, think about this. Scotty is right there, and I bet he didn't hit three fairways in the whole tournament, and he was still right there. Hey, but you remember Lee that played with us? Lee's played all over the world, but he's played Oakmont, and we were talking about it, and he told me, I played all over the planet. That course right there for no trees, no water, no nothing. He said, that's the hardest course.
Hardest course in America.
Yeah, it humbled everybody. It was pretty wicked, dude. Pretty wicked. But I enjoyed watching those guys. I don't like to see people struggle, but it was good to watch those guys, like, you know.
Well,
struggling.
When you go there, if it's your week, it's your week. I remember when Sean, he played in the U.S. Amateur up there, and he left his driver in the car. He just played three wood and irons so he could stay in the fairway the whole time. That's what you got to do.
You know, it's funny you say that. I asked Lee, I said, why won't these guys do just what you said? And he said, man, those guys right there, they think they can do it. Every time they pick that driver up, they think it's going to be right in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah. There's too much.
I'd have done
too big a margin for error with a driver, you know, especially when you got the club head speed and everything that got. Now, if you're hitting it straight like JJ was, hey, let her rip.
Good on. Hey, you know, I don't hit it very far, but I play some places that's got trouble, like where my driver would be, and I just get something else that I can halfway hit where I at least be short of that trouble because I still got to lay up anyway.
Hey, if you're hitting it straight and you're making your putts, you're going to win. That's what he did.
That's what he did. He's a good dude. I'm glad he won.
I was glad for him. I was. It's good to see some new blood in there, man.
I'm telling you. Man, the water temperature's creeping up. We had all that rain. I left maybe Sunday or Monday.
Right.
So Sunday morning when I left, it was 78 from all that rain, and it's 84 right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing everywhere, 84 and 85. Yeah.
She's coming up.
Summer doldrums, here they come, man. We'll go get you three-piece real quick on that first wade. Three cast, three-piece. I'm out of here. But somebody wants to call you James. Throw them out a number, man.
Hey, man. The other day I said, hey, we got our old pieces that we need. It was like 5 after 6. Like, now what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, you don't need a big cooler in your boat anymore. Just, hey, Playmates or a little 48 will work just fine for boxing these fish nowadays.
Yeah, a 48's going to be fine. All right, buddy, 497-717-7306.
All right, dog. Hey, James, y'all be safe out there. Watch them old sharks. Catch you some bulls. All right, later. All right, man. All right, that's Captain Plog down in G-Town. Already on the water, ready to get them. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Tech City Dyke, 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live that bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. They even refill right there at the store for you. And if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. If you're looking for the big 9-12, you know, count shrimp, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's. You need some crab for the table fare, whatever, Boyd's has got you covered. And crawfish, I know season's winding down, but they've still got them. And you can call for availability or check their website, 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's jump the bridge from Tiki Island over to G-Town, right there at Offutt's. Check in with our good friend, Sharky Marquez, an outcast. No. Hey, Sharky, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, you know, just over here thinking about when 2026 snapper season's going to open up, you know?
Yeah, that if snapper been safe. Everything's been safe this year offshore.
Yeah, buddy.
There ought to be some eating going on when y'all finally get out there.
Man, it ought to be on like Donkey Kong, buddy, because let me tell you, it is, you know, you could go. It's 4 footers, you know, 5 footers.
You could go. But, you know, how big a boy are you? How mad are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm mad, but I'm not, you know, beat up the boat and go see a chiropractor for the next 2 weeks mad, you know, but I am mad.
Well, you just need to radio in and get a bigger boat.
Well, that's what I need, brother. That's what I need, to buy one of them Galveston pilot boats and outfit that sucker to go fishing. That's my dream right there.
There you go. Now you
I won't cancel it day one.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But man, it has been, you know, our only saving grace and our fallback is the inshore has been so good, to us, you know. So I'm booking, I just booked straight on my boat June, you know, through pretty much August, offshore trips only. And, you know, if it don't pan out, we end up downgrading. And golly, I've only made it offshore twice this whole month so far, which is pretty brutal out of, you know, 16, 17 days that were booked offshore. But I got to tell you, man, the inshore bite is great. I did not fish yesterday. We pulled out the big boat and gave her some love and did a little servicing action on it on the new 350s. And but, man, JJ and Chris fished yesterday and Shang, and they all did very well. JJ, he had one guy in the afternoon just booked the boat, just him and a gentleman that came out. And he said they caught 60 trout.
Wow, 60. That's awesome.
So awesome to hear that. That gets me excited for this morning, being that, of course, we're downgraded and rolling inshore. So we got our popping cork rigs ready, man. We got a fluorocarbon, and we're going to get out there and hopefully put a hurting on some trout. So
put some crickets on, do a little popping cork action.
Do a little popping cork action, man. We might break out the artificials this morning, but we'll see, man. We'll see what the group wants to do. But, yeah, you go there and catch 60 trout with one guy on the boat. They're there, buddy.
Well, we're trying to send you all the fish we can from up here with this fresh water. We're trying to send you a few more.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it. Shoot, man.
As long as y'all return the flavor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited for not only the wind to die down for offshore, but, man, the surf. You know, the surf has got to be. You get it 2 days of no wind, 3 days of no wind, get that green water line going in. Oh, it's going to be a massacre.
Well, Dawn Patrol's foaming at the bit, man. They have not had many opportunities this year yet. It's coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's coming.
Man, I hope. You've seen all them little hurricanes hitting everywhere. And, gosh, I think I seen one last night. I guess it's on the
It's
the other
really
side
unusual
us,
for the Pacific to be this busy this early in the year, and especially for, you know, a major hurricane to be that close to the coast of Mexico this time of year.
Yeah. What are they saying? Category 2 or 3, huh?
Yeah, I think it's downgraded overnight from a 3 to a 2, but, you know, it'll probably build back up today, so.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Well,
depends on the path of it. I hope it kind of spins off in a up the coast back out in the Atlantic, so we don't get all that rain next week off of it. We don't want any more of that. We've had enough.
No, man. We're rained out. It must have rained pretty good at some point last night down here, because all the parking lots are full of water and puddles and everything else, so.
Yeah, I noticed that this morning coming in. It was dry, all the roads at my house, but once I got into Baytown, it was the streets were wet. So, got some kind of little shower during the night.
Yeah, buddy. I wouldn't doubt it with all the rain we've been working around.
Well,
it's been something special. But,
y'all still catching a lot of sharks?
Yeah. Oh, Sugar brought in a big one last night and caught a couple Jack Crevels and a couple different types of sharks out there. So the sharks are there. The trout are there. It's all-around full summertime fishing action, buddy. It's been great, man.
Hey, what was that shark research people that you had out? What kind of sharks were y'all trying to catch and tag?
Yeah, so they
sandbars?
Just want spinner sharks.
Spinners?
Spinners. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got you.
So that's a cool deal, man. And they tagged that one, or re-tagged that one, and it's a smart tag, you know, satellite tag, and you could see it swimming and tracking patterns and everything. And that fish, I think, I'll get the message pulled up, so I'm not lying to you, but I think that fish made its way all the way down to Matagorda.
After y'all tagged it?
Yeah, and I think it did it real fast.
Wow.
Yeah, so that fish was pinged a mile off the beachfront, and I'm looking at the map, and it's right in Port O'Connor in front of Santo Bay down there. Yeah, Matagorda Island. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And super, super cool, man. Super, super cool. It has all the data. It says, this shark definitely survived. It was very healthy, moving all over the place between the surface and staying down deep. It says briefly something right after the release, we're discovering in sharks called depth holding. It's when a shark basically chills at one depth, moving slowly, and it changes its swimming so that it increases the oxygen.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, they know all kinds of cool stuff about these things.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting. So excited. We got some tags on the boat. Excited to continue to help those guys out and tag some big spinner sharks that we catch this season. So it'll be fun, man.
So what? Now that shark there that they tagged, it, I guess it had a monitor on the tag then.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time it will ping is when the fin comes to the surface.
Yeah, and on these, I think they're a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think these are different. He was telling me that these things will track a fish and ping like every 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And
whether the depth they're at or not, they'll still get a reading on it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You know, that technology, baby, they got all kinds of crazy stuff coming out.
Awesome.
Crazy stuff.
No joke. All right, Sharky, well, I'll let you get to it, buddy. Throw them out some info. Somebody wants to get down to G-Town and live it up.
Come on, baby. Let's go make some memories, man. Hop on Google. Google us, Outcast Charters Galveston. We're super easy to find. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can check out all our trip packages, pricing, and availability. And then, man, love to have you guys over at Bayside right here off 61st. Beautiful place. Come get married, stay the night, lodge with us. You name it, we got it going on. Come on and visit us. Everybody have a blessed week, Mickey.
We're gonna do it. You do the same, Sharky. All right, man. Good talking to you, buddy.
All right, brother.
Have a good day. Later. All right. Now let's go up to the Big Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Let's check in with our good friend Randy Dearman. See how he's doing this morning. Randy, what's up, bud?
All fishes go pick up in minnows and go catch us a good box of crappie today there, Vic.
There you go. Load up with them crickets, man.
Gonna have decent weather for a day anyway.
Yeah. That's man. How much rain have you gotten this year? Has it been a little above average?
Oh wow. It has the past 3 weeks anyway, Miggy. You know, but
I've been some pretty good lines of storms go through your area the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've been watching on radar. I said, man, Randy's getting slammed right now.
And a bunch of wind with it.
Oh, Lord. Some of them have been packing some winds, man.
Yeah, it's going to be nice today. I think I've got a family there. They got like 3 kids with them from 7 to 11 and 3 adults, they said. So,
you got a full boat.
Yeah, going to be a circus.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but them kids, I like taking them.
I know you do.
It's
remember when we were little kids, just begging for a spot on the boat with our parents, you know.
Yeah.
Dad, let me go with y'all.
Yeah, if he did, we went anyway.
That's right. Hide in the trunk.
Yeah. Walk the beach down there.
Yeah. Well, you've been catching them pretty good.
Yeah, I hadn't fished the last 2 days. I got where I'm trying not to fish on the weekends, but I brushed Monday and Tuesday, built some new piles, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, I got where I'm doing everything I can not to go out there on the weekend. I just get mad. There's so many people sitting on your stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I understand, you know, that you don't own the lake, but you go out there and work your butt off.
Yeah, but you built those structures. That's aggravating.
Well, what's aggravating about it, they'll pull up there in a big old boat, throw an anchor off in the middle of it.
And drag all your brush off.
Yeah, or tear it up and make it lay open.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But that's part of it, so I got where I'm trying not to go out there on Saturday and Sunday.
Pretty good crowds on the weekend, a lot of people fishing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. As if the weather permits, you know.
Yeah.
It gets pretty busy. Boat ramps are jammed.
They are.
They don't know how to back a truck up. It's circus.
Ned and the first reader. Yeah. Oh, man. How about bass fishing? You been doing any of that, or you been busy with crappie trips?
Mostly crappie. I'm going to do a little. I got a carry bass fish. So I'm first day I have off here. If I do, or I'll go out there in the afternoons. And me and Dakota Ebear went last week one day. Well, we had a blast. We caught them there early in the morning. They were grouped up on top of a little old hilltop. It was about 18 foot deep, and we went to jerking on them there for about 30 minutes. They were all good, you know, 3.5 to, you know, 6 pound bass.
Yeah.
Let's catch them on the, on plastic, cut them on a rage bug, and went to throwing a jig. He was throwing a jig with a, plastic trailer on it, but it was fun there. When they busted up and scattered, we never got back on them like that again.
Right. Well, that's good. Can't catch them all day long. Anyway, lake level's still pretty much full pool or just a little below?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Somebody the other day told me I drove up there left and said, man, the river's a mile wide up there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's even wider than that up by Palestine and all up through that area. It's happening, man.
But they're keeping, they're letting them, I guess, the dam beads not overflowed, so they can let it out,
Sure.
They're keeping it at a pretty good level there.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, it's always good talking to you, Randy. Appreciate the report. If somebody wants to come up and fish with you, give them a number how they can reach you.
It's 936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
Hey, come Randy, thanks, man. You too, buddy. See ya. All right, that's Randy Dearman up at Sam Rayburn. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.